Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Lisa Mullins. The United States has become home to many refugees from Cambodia and Vietnam. But some say they now live in fear of being deported back to the countries they fled in fear decades ago. Nearly a dozen people who were summoned to the U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement Office in Burlington today expected they'd have to leave. WBUR's Shannon Dooling tells us what happened.
A crowd of immigrant advocates, organizers, and Southeast Asian community members began gathering around 8:30 this morning, ready to support the families who were showing up to report in with ICE. Last month, the agency sent a new round of letters to Cambodians living in Massachusetts, primarily in Lowell, Lynn, and Worcester. These letters told individuals with final orders of removal they would be taken into custody today and the deportation process would begin. For 22-year-old Jasarin Kim, whose father received one of those letters, it was her worst nightmare come true.
And my brothers and I are here taking a stand to show you that, like, my family will fight and we're the next line of defense. A 22-year-old, a 15-year-old, and a 10-year-old are going to take the spots of my parents because of what ICE is doing to us.
Kim's father came to the U.S. as a refugee when he was 9 years old, fleeing the Khmer Rouge genocide in Cambodia. Stepping away from the microphone, Kim gathers her two younger brothers. She's in her final year of school at Davidson College in North Carolina. She flew home to be here today for her dad's appointment.
I leave on Sunday, and who's here for them? Who has a stable household now? Because it's not us. And why is that fair? Why do other families get to keep their parents and we don't?
Their father, 44-year-old Saray Im, arrives with his wife, and the five walk into the ICE office together. When he was 21 years old, Im was involved in a criminal firearm exchange. His attorneys say no one was injured. Im was arrested and jailed for 3 years. He was then held for 2 years in ICE detention. He's regularly checked in with ICE ever since. But under the Trump administration, an increasing number of Cambodians, many with decades-old criminal records like Im, are being deported.
There's been a repatriation agreement signed between Cambodia and the United States since 2002.
That's Bethany Lee. She's an immigration attorney with Greater Boston Legal Services and represents Im. She says that agreement means the Cambodian government will accept Cambodians with criminal records. Lee says the process is flawed, though. Many of the former refugees who were convicted of crimes may not have been told by their criminal lawyers about the potential for deportation down the road.
Many people have valid claims for immigration and post-conviction relief, but the Trump administration isn't giving people time to explore those claims.
In a statement, ICE spokesman John Moen says the agency doesn't target individuals based on ethnicity or race, but instead focuses on the removal of unlawfully present aliens who've received criminal convictions or have pending charges. About 20 minutes or so pass in Burlington. Im, his wife, and three children are still inside the ICE building. Protesters and advocates are still waiting outside. And then... Im and his family walk out to cheers. He says he has 1 year until his next check-in with ICE. In that time, he hopes to vacate his criminal record.
I start from nothing to something. I have, like, a home, two pets, a car, you know, and a family, like the American dreams, you know. I even though I'm living with fear, but I'm still, you know, making it work for my family. You know, I can't give up.
My first thought was I get a dad. That will be my graduation.
The bag.
That was going to be taken from me, and I get that back. Is more than I could ask for. Yeah.
Several others who showed up for appointments today were also released under orders to check in with ICE. According to advocates, at least two people were detained. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Shannon Dooling.